powerful, powerful word. So we're just going to go before the Father right now in prayer and ask him to join us right here. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come before you as humbly as we know how, thanking you and praising you simply because you are God. Lord, we want to thank you for the obedience of the two women of God who said yes to your will for the Master's morning call. So we just like to thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, O Heavenly Father. We ask a special anointing on their lives, O Heavenly Father, as they just continue to pour into so many others. Lord, we thank you for the Des de Leon family, O Heavenly Father, and ask that you continue to gird their loins, O Heavenly Father. Keep them protected as they continue to do your work, O God. Father God, we ask a special anointing on the man of God as he prepares to bring the word of God forward. Lord, we just want to magnify you and bless your holy name, O Heavenly Father. Lord, we want to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor because we know this call will go forth clear and uninterrupted because that is your will. So, Lord, we just praise you, we honor you, and we thank you because you are God all by yourself. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Host, are you there?
I am, Minister Kai. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Minister Tiffany. Take it away.
Wow. Well, to God be the glory for the great things that he is doing on the Truth Shall Set You Free Tuesday. God morning, God morning, God morning, TMC family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I reside in Southern California, and it is definitely a pleasure to be up in the land of the living and to greet each one of you here on the Master's Call. So on behalf of our Ambassador of Artists International, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we are celebrating her another year, another chapter in her life, we welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call. We stand on 13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So if you are just calling in for the first time, we welcome you to the call, and we want you to visit our website, which is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, and you can see that all of our messages from October the 25th of 2010 have been archived on our website. We are fastly approaching 2014. Oh, wow, 15 more days, 2014, and God has brought us through so, so much. And so we invite you to visit that website because there's definitely a buffet that is there for you to feast on. Immediately following this call, every Monday through Friday, we head over to the morning motivational call. And that telephone number is 530-881-1300 and the PIN code 539598 pound. And that will be immediately following this call. And then every day at 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, there is a 90K in 90-day call that goes on. So get yourself and your guests on that line so that they could hear these women of God who have made the 90K in 90 days. So that number is 712-432-0075, same as the Master's Call, and the PIN code 926-358 pound, 926-358 pound. Also, you don't have to wait till to listen to that call live, but you should. But you can go back to the replay, 712-432-1085, and the same PIN code, 926-358 pound. All roads lead to Houston, Texas, January the 10th, the 11th, and 12th of 2014 for the Artist Empowerment Conference presented by the Kings of Artists at the Hobby Marriott Hotel in Houston, Texas. And if you need additional information, if you need to see the itinerary, you want to know what's going on, what time and when, then I ask you to go to www.artistempowerment.com. artistempowermentconference.com. You will see that all of the information is there. Start getting your tickets. Start getting prepared, because that is an event that you do not want to miss. We will be celebrating the founder of Artist International, Papa Antonio Diaz de Leon. And so I look forward to hugging your necks. And as a matter of fact, if you are listening to the sound of my voice today and you know that you will be in Houston, Texas, we are in need of greeters, ushers, prayer intercessors, pastors, ministers, wherever you could serve. If God is saying, you know what, this is a season for me to serve us.
Did we lose her?
It appears that we did. But we are going on. We thank God this morning for Minister Tiffany. We thank God, and we just praise God for each and every one of you. At this time, we are going to go on and prepare our hearts and our minds for our speaker today. Ms. Tiffany, did you come back?
I'm back, Dr. PK, but you got
okay.
it. Thank you so much.
Okay.
So thank you. The Master's Morning Call at gmail.com. The devil is a liar, because we are moving forward. So at this time, without further ado, it is time to bring our speaker to the line this morning, and he definitely is no stranger to the TMC call. He's no stranger to Artist International. I so love his spirit. He is just a phenomenal man of God. He is a husband. He is on the move for God. He is moving now. He's not waiting till later, but he is moving in the now. He is the CEO and founder of Speak Ministry. Currently has a DVD out for your inspiration. And if you connect with him on Facebook, you can see that information as well as LinkedIn. So at this time, without further ado, it is an honor, privilege, and pleasure to bring to you this morning none other than Lance, Coach L.A. Waterman. Minister Lance,
Amen.
Are you out there?
Thank you, my dear sister Tiffany, Minister Tiffany, Lord of God. Thank God for you, and thank God for your tenacity and just your willingness to continue to praise God and work for the Lord. I just look forward to seeing you in the immediate future. Thank you, Lord. And I have to give thanks to my mother, Ambassador Dr. P.K. Roberts, who has continued to inspire me and continue to just and motivate me to do my very, very best. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, I thank God for her as well. And I just thank God for the godmother, Platinum President Darby Cook, who obeyed the voice of God and caught on with the vision, and now we are all here. And I just thank God for each and every one of you, because we are all somebody in the kingdom of God. And without any further ado, I want to take this opportunity, and of course I thank God for my wife, take this opportunity to for a teachable moment instead of a preachable moment. And today's topic I coined is, how can I gain wisdom from God? How can I gain wisdom from God? That is my question this morning. How can I gain wisdom from God? And the text is taken from Proverbs 4, verses 5 through 8. Proverbs 4, verse 5 through 8, and it's taken from the New International Version, the NIV, Proverbs 4, 5 through 8. It says, get wisdom, get understanding, do not forget my words or turn away from them, do not forsake wisdom, and she will protect you. Love her, and she will watch over you. The beginning of wisdom is this, get wisdom. Though it costs all you have, get understanding. Cherish her, and she will exalt you, embrace her, and she will honor you. Well, clearly the word is telling you about wisdom. And we know that without the mind like Christ, then our focus will be on everything that the world has for us. So this morning I want to give you 4 points taken from the Charles Stanley Life Principle Bible, and it really states that, point one, you just have to seek God. The first point is just seeking God. If you really want to know God's heart, this is for those who really want to know God's heart on any given issue, or when you have a difficult decision to make, you just ask God. Take time to pray. But in those times of prayer, I want you to do something. Stop talking. Stop talking. Listen to God's still, small voice whispering his words of guidance and encouragement to you. You just have to seek God. But when you seek God, stop talking. Let God speak to you. Amen. Point number two, why don't you meditate on the word of God? We're talking about how can we gain the wisdom from God. The first one is to seek him. The second one, you have to meditate on God's word. And what are we talking about, Coach LA? You'll only gain insight into God's mind and heart by studying scripture and meditating on its truth. Say that again, Coach. You'll only gain insight into God's mind and heart by studying scripture and meditating on the truth. Remember, difficult decisions become easier to make when God is the one guiding you and not your own mind or someone else. Say that again. Difficult decisions become easier to make when God is the one guiding you. So you have to meditate on the word of God. This is a daily thing you have to do. Meditate on God's word. That was point number two. Point number three is to obey the principles of scripture. We can hear the word, but not obey the word. So if you want to get the wisdom of God, you have to obey the principles of the scripture. And what are we talking about, Coach? When you set your heart on obeying God's word, he will teach you how to apply his truth in your life and every circumstances that you might face. Amen? So we have to obey the principles of the scripture. His truth in your life is the way to go. Then you'll know the way of wisdom by following his truth. So obey the principles of scripture. Point number three, observe the faithfulness of God. Observe the faithfulness of God. The Lord has never failed to keep a single promise he has made. I'm going to say that again. The Lord has a perfect record. He has not lost a battle, nor will he ever. So you have to observe the faithfulness of God. The Bible is full of testimonies that celebrate God's goodness and love. Learn to claim his promises as you read his word. Apply those promises to your daily walk. Observe the faithfulness of God. Point number five, heed godly counsel. And I said this this morning on my 6:30 call. Some of us feel like we are perfectionists in this world, that we are above godly counsel. Oh, he can't tell me nothing. Oh, she can't tell me nothing. Well, God calls a donkey to speak, and he said, I'll make the rocks cry out if you don't want to praise me. You got to heed godly counsel. God can use a pastor or a trusted Christian friend to help you see beyond your weakness. He will use a trusted friend or a pastor or even someone else to help you see beyond your weakness. Don't hesitate to share your needs and fears with those who love the Lord and who love you. So heed godly counsel. The sixth point and the last point I want to make is associate with wise people. And what do you mean, Coach? Choose your friends wisely. You have to choose your friends wisely. You have to pray on that. Include God in every relationship that you have, and you will establish a strong godly base of counselors to support you in making wise decisions. Remember, God loves us all. We have no need to worry about our future. He has a plan. Remember, the Bible says, the plans I have for you is to prosper you, not to harm you, to give you an expected end. So God knows exactly what he has just for you. You have to associate yourself with wise people. Amen. So let's summarize the six points on how we can gain wisdom from God. The first point was to seek God. Seek him. The second point was to meditate on the word of God. Meditate on the word of God. The third point is to obey the principles of the scripture. Let us not just be mere hearers of the word, but let us be doers of the word. Let us obey what the word says. The next point is observe the faithfulness of God. Go back into the word and see how God is doing miracle after miracle. God is the same yesterday,